This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
From the New York Times bestselling author of Shred and Blast the Sugar Out comes the ultimate guide to clean eating. In the new book, The Clean 20, which rocketed onto the New York Times bestsellers list in its first week, Dr. Ian Smith, our guest on today's This Week in America. He lays out the basic concept behind clean eating, reducing the amount of processed foods, added sugars, and unnecessary additives in the foods we eat in order to give our bodies and minds the best fuel possible. Dr. Ian says clean eating is all about knowing what you're putting into your body and the impact foods and beverages can have not just on your health, but your mind and overall functioning. The secret behind clean eating next on This Week in America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Doc, you gotta give it to me straight.
All right.
Because I'm dying here. I mean, take a look at this letter from the IRS.
Oh, my.
This is killing me, Doc. I tell you, it's killing me.
Cheer up, my friend.
Huh?
The tax doctor is here. My diagnosis tells me that you're going to be just fine.
Really?
The tax doctor will not rest until we find you the best possible tax settlement.
Really, Doc?
Guaranteed.
If the IRS claims you owe them $10,000 or more in business or personal back taxes, call a tax doctor right now. We could save you up to 75% if you qualify. Guaranteed or you pay nothing. Call right now for free details.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Well, Dr. Ian has done it again. From the author of the number one New York Times bestsellers, Shred the Revolutionary Diet and Super Shred the Big Results Diet, along with the Shred Diet Cookbook and Blast the Sugar Out, comes the ultimate guide to clean eating, the instant bestseller, The Clean 20, 20 Foods, 20 Days, Total Transformation, laying out the basic concepts on clean eating. Dr. Ian Smith has created two national health initiatives, the 50 Million Pound Challenge and the Makeover Mile. He served two terms on the President's Council on Fitness, Sports, and Nutrition. Dr. Ian is a former co-host of the Emmy-winning syndicated show, The Doctors, six seasons on VH1's hit series Celebrity Fit Club, currently medical contributor, co-host on The Rachel Ray Show, a graduate of Harvard, Columbia, and the University of Chicago's Pritzker School of Medicine, new from Dr. Ian Smith, his 15th book and already a New York Times bestseller, The Clean 20, 20 Foods, 20 Days, Total Transformation, and he's with us on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
So I understand you're at the gym. You're in the middle of a workout, and the idea of the Clean 20 comes to you basically off of what a conversation you had the day before. Talk about how that happened and how you developed the Clean 20.
Sure. I was in the gym. I was talking to a friend of mine, and she was saying, I don't know what's going on. I'm working out regularly. I'm eating well, I think, and I can't lose any weight. And I said to her, maybe you're eating too many processed foods. I mean, people don't realize how many processed ingredients are in so many of our foods. And so I said to her, try to eat cleaner, keep working out, and see what happens. And a week and a half later, I saw her in the gym, And she says to me, you're not going to believe this. Like, not only am I losing weight, but my energy levels are through the roof. So that just gave me the idea, my goodness, people think about clean eating. They think it's expensive. They think it's difficult. Or they think they have to go to five different stores to do it. And it's not. I wanted to write a program that was simple, that was easy and affordable. And so the Clean 20 says, for 20 days, you're going to eat 20 foods and experience a total transformation. And the beauty of it is this. We had 1,000 people in our Facebook group. It's called the Clean 20. And after 20 days, the average weight loss was 10 pounds. But beyond the weight loss, just like my friend reported, they reported increased energy levels, blood sugar levels down, cholesterol levels down, even blood pressure down. So the reason why I say total transformation is because it's not just the scale that benefits, it's your entire body.
What's interesting is you're reading the book, The Clean 20, the impact foods and beverages have not only on our health, but the mind and our overall functioning as well.
100%, because so many of these processed ingredients that are in our foods that we don't know about, they cause us to be sluggish, they affect our skin, they affect our gastrointestinal system, they affect our mental clarity. And so many people in our Facebook group have done the plan, and by the way, people have gone on to second and third cycles already of the plan. But so many people have said not only are they thinking better, they're feeling better, but they also feel like they are themselves again. They feel like they have more control than they have in the past, and that's why it's so transformative. It's really about harnessing the natural powers of foods that are more natural and less processed.
You said that when your friend was going through what her problems were, she looked in good shape, she went to the gym she was working at, but she was sluggish. She just really wasn't on top of her game. And you said that really hit a bell because you're out a number of public appearances around the country, and this is sort of a common complaint that you hear.
It is. And what people don't realize, you look in the back of any packaged ingredient, most packaged ingredients, and you'll find 15, 16, 20 ingredients. Any food that has 20 ingredients in them is not likely to be clean, full of preservatives and additives. And these things not only cause us to be sluggish, they can be hormone disruptors. And so one of the things that I've discovered, not only personally, but also with people in our Facebook group, is when people are about 7 days into the program, they start reporting these amazing results because they're getting rid of all these processed ingredients and they're now harnessing all these superfoods and all the benefits they provide.
What's interesting, if you go to Facebook, the Facebook group is The Clean 20. I joined up over the weekend, and I'm sitting there hour after hour, really getting motivated from the results that these people are having. And I think about half the group welcome me to the group. It's a very welcoming group and sharing ideas, and you can find the information there on Facebook at the Clean 20. The book we're talking about is The Clean 20, new from Dr. Ian Smith. It's available wherever books are sold. Let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned the affordability. When you think about a special diet, you think about it's expensive. Like you said, you've got to run from store to store. And the fact that you have to give up something and you're really not giving up a food group. This is not all vegetables you're eating, is it?
No, people think that when you hear the words Clean 20, that it's expensive and it's rabbit food. It's not rabbit food, actually. Clean 20 is about eating regular foods. On page 16, you can see the list. There's turkey, there's chicken, there's pasta, there's dairy, there's cheese. Who doesn't eat this stuff? And so I really wanted people to realize that this is not about some esoteric or some radical kind of way of eating. This is really the way that most people probably already eating.
And it includes bread. Usually when you're talking about a special diet, it's like you've got to give that up. You've got the list of 20 foods there, and you've got recipes for us, I think like 60 recipes. And one thing you emphasize is the flexibility. You've got basket buddies. You can sort of swap out as well, can't you? This is not real rigid in terms of the diet. You can switch.
And this is why all the people who follow my other programs, they say, Dr. Ian, this is the most accessible. This is the easiest because of its flexibility. So if you're gluten-free, diabetic, vegetarian, whatever you are, you can make the Clean 20 work for you. And yeah, there's bread in there because people like bread. And I think that we punish different types of foods unnecessarily. Now, it has to be 100% whole wheat or whole grain bread, and the pasta needs to be whole wheat or whole grain. That's because whole grains contain all parts of the grains and are more nutritious. But think about it. Having whole grain bread compared to having no bread is a huge benefit compared to other programs that are extremely restrictive and excluded completely.
It's interesting that when you were talking with your friend, you realized and you pointed out to her that foods, what you eat, what you don't eat, has an impact on your exercise. Talk about the correlation between what you eat and the quality of exercise you're getting.
Sure. If you're not eating enough protein, if you're not eating enough antioxidants, then it affects your energy level. Someone who is low energy is not going to exercise. And so with the Clean 20, one of the major results people report is that they feel they are so energetic. And what do you think they're doing with all this energy? They're working out. And in the book, once again, I make it easy. It's not about going to the gym for over an hour. There are 20-minute workouts. Chapter 9 is all about exercises that you can follow, and you can do them right at home. You can do them in your backyard, in your basement. And so I want to encourage people, if they want to do the Clean 20, and if they'd like a free download link to our workout, just send me an email. My email is theclean20@gmail.com. I'd love to send people a free link if they want to follow the Clean 20 eating program.
Let's mention that again. The exercise expectation is only 20 minutes per day. So, and you've got exercises in there. You don't have to spend an hour in traffic getting to the gym and spend 2-3 hours at the gym. This really can fit into just about anybody's schedule.
Absolutely. And listen, I love the gym. I'm in the gym all the time. If you look at my Instagram page, at Dr. Ian Smith, spell the doctor out, you'll see me working out. But that being said, I realized some people don't like the gym, or they can't afford the gym, or it's too inconvenient. And so I wanted to make this aspect of the program just as accessible as the food part, which is, hey, let's do some exercises right in your living room, right in your basement, and this is what you need to do.
And the purpose is basically, you say, hitting the reset button. This isn't based on perfection. So if you miss a day, you screw up a day, you have something you shouldn't have, and you're depressed for the next 3 weeks because you've just broken the diet. This is all about hitting the reset button and understanding you're going to fall off the wagon from time to time.
100%. You know, so many programs are not only restrictive but punitive. If you mess up one meal, if you mess up a day, you got to start all over again. Not with the Clean 20. The Clean 20 says no one's perfect. You know, you may mess up, but that's okay. Get back on your bike and start pedaling again. And that's why the Clean 20, I think, is so appealing to so many people so far, because they feel like they're not being hit over the head if they make a mistake, or if they indulge in that glass of wine, that, you know, they don't have to start all over again. And so there are purists who do the program, but there are tons of people who say, I'm going to make this work for how I can make it work and still reap the benefits.
Couple minutes left with Dr. Ian Smith, the instant bestseller, The Clean 20 is what we're talking about. 20 foods, 20 days, total transformation. You're talking there about expectations, and so often, no matter what the goals are, we have such lofty expectations that if we come short, we feel badly about that. Talk about expectations and how we can temper those.
I think that one of the major reasons why people fail at diet programs, though The Clean 20 is not a diet program, it's really just a healthy eating program, but in general, people tend to fail at programs. One of the major reasons is because of their expectations. People are unrealistic in their expectations. It took them 5 years to gain 20 pounds. They want to lose it in 2 weeks. So when people set these high bars in order to try to overcome, they don't do it. And so, for example, let me give you an example. Someone who wants to lose 20 pounds in 3 weeks, and they lose 3 pounds in a week, they say, oh, my goodness, this is no good. I'm not going to make it. I need to lose 7 this week. And what they don't realize is, 3 pounds is a lot of weight to lose in a week. And so people who set these unrealistic expectations don't realize that they really are doing well, but they dismiss it as not doing well because their expectations are off kilter. And so in the book, I try to explain to you, this is how you set expectations, this is how you set goals, and this is how you make it work.
You say, I can absolutely change your life if you let me. The ball is in your court. How exciting is this to actually see the results that you're getting from the Clean 20?
Amazing. I spend hours in our Facebook group, whether I'm doing a Facebook live session answering questions or answering posts. But to see people's results, and these are people all over the world, not just the U.S. We got people in Europe. We got people, you know, in Asia. These are people who are doing the program and posting the results. And I got to tell you, as the architect of the plan, and I'm learning like everyone else, I never say I know everything, but to read the post, to see the testimonials, is absolutely fulfilling on the highest of levels.
And that will motivate you as well. If you go to Facebook, the Clean 20 is the page that you would go to. With us on the program, Dr. Ian Smith, the instant bestseller, The Clean 20, 20 Foods, 20 Days, Total Transformation. It's available wherever books are sold. Dr. Ian, thank you so much for joining us on the program.
I enjoyed being with you. I hope to talk to you again.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
Make sure you like This Week in America on Facebook, and also you can follow This Week in America on Twitter at TWIA Radio.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Doc, you gotta give it to me straight.
All right.
Because I'm dying here. I mean, take a look at this letter from the IRS.
Oh, my.
This is killing me, Doc. I tell you, it's killing me.
Cheer up, my friend.
Huh?
The tax doctor is here. My diagnosis tells me that you're going to be just fine.
Really?
The tax doctor will not rest until we find you the best possible tax settlement.
Really, Doc?
Guaranteed.
If the IRS claims you owe them $10,000 or more in business or personal back taxes, call a tax doctor right now. We could save you up to 75% if you qualify. Guaranteed or you pay nothing. Call right now for free details.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9605. 800-430-9605. 800-430-9605. That's 800-430-9605.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. The hugely popular Edumacation podcast with an average of 1 million downloads each episode is now a book, available wherever books are sold. The Edumacation book, Amazing Cocktail Party Science to Impress Your Friends by Andy McElfresh, co-host along with Kevin Smith of the podcast sensation. The book continues to dive into the most bizarre and extraordinary facts in science fiction. One review says it's like peeking into Andy's fun-filled brain. Andy is an entertainment producer, formerly a writer and segment director for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Wrote the screenplay for the Wayans Brothers comedy White Chicks, winning a BET Comedy Award for Outstanding Writing for a Box Office Movie. Created Nickelodeon's Rocket Power. Wrote for MTV Comedy Central, The Kenan Wayans Show. And now author of the Edumacation book, Amazing Cocktail Party Science to Impress Your Friends, Andy McElfresh, with us on This Week in America. Hi, Andy. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me.
I love this book. So much to talk about. First of all, explain exactly what is cocktail party science. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, it's not the science of making cocktails. It's actually the kind of fun fact icebreakers that you would want to bring about in a social situation. So it's the nickname that is commonly used is cocktail party science.
No, it's interesting. This quest for knowledge on your behalf began what, third grade, Mrs. Jure's class and the scholarship book club. Talk about that experience, because that really changed your life when you got the book Fun Facts, didn't it?
It did. That was my talisman, my touchstone. In third grade, you get those. And, all in elementary school, you get those little color catalogs.
Yes.
From the Scholastic Book Club.
And, you know, you pour through them, and you can buy, like, the novelized version of 101 Dalmatians or whatever else. And me, I just wanted the Fun Facts book. And it, you know, my mom didn't want me to buy all those crazy books, but this seemed like it was more about knowledge, so it was okay with her. And that I was hooked. Everything in that book I still have memorized. I can remember the drawings. I loved it. And it's now I've come full circle. This book is like that. It's a little more sweary and a little more funny and a little more conversational, but it's really the same thing. It's all the cool ideas and facts that that really I love.
And a cool idea. You say one of the first facts you remember was the South Seas Medical Plan. Talk about that, because I'm surprised this hasn't caught on. What if the doctor does a good job, you pay him. If you don't, well, you just don't pay him.
Yeah, you know, you would pay the doctor while you were healthy, and then you wouldn't pay him when you got sick, and the doctor would do everything he could to get paid again.
Talk about that. Yes, I'm surprised this hasn't caught on. This really is a sensible idea. In Edumacation, you've got the four chambers of knowledge. Actually added a fifth shortly after the first podcast aired, but talk about the four chambers.
The four chambers are the sci, which is the science, the cool science stuff that we look at through the lens of pop culture. The phi, which is both, you know, science fiction and also just fictional stuff that doesn't really exist and we want to sort of debunk. The why is interesting because most podcasts that have questions from listeners, they're asking experts, but in this case, they're asking Kevin, who doesn't really know very much. And then the buy section is all about the cool new stuff in science.
And I mentioned shortly after the first episode, you realized, you know what, nobody's perfect. We need to add a fifth chamber here.
Yeah, we do have our mea culpa section at the beginning, the Edgema corrections, or there's a lot of names for it. But, you know, it really does speak to the nature of science and scientific discovery and the scientific method in that, you know, you can literally be right and have all the facts right one week, and then everything will change the next week. So a good example of this recently, there's a Chinese astronaut that went up to the International Space Station, and after 2 weeks, he claimed that he was 9 centimeters longer. His spine relaxes and isn't being compressed by gravity. It makes you taller. And then a few days later, he was like, actually, it's 2. He measured himself wrong. So, you know, you have to take it all with a grain of salt and also keep questioning.
We're talking about the new book, The Edumacation Book, Amazing Cocktail Party Science to Impress Your Friends by Andy McElfresh, co-host of the hugely popular Edumacation podcast. Facts you can use to strike up a conversation with anyone. There's one of the great stories in the book you can use if you're in an elevator. You've got that long elevator ride. Nobody's talking. You can always bring up the topic of elevator decapitations just to get everybody's attention.
I don't know if that's going to make you the most popular guy in the elevator.
Maybe if your floor is next, you can drop that and then get out of there. But an elevator, who would think this? An elevator could be a lethal weapon.
Well, it's funny. The most common elevator decapitations take place in hospitals. And it's really kind of sad because they always say the best place to have an accident is in the hospital.
Yes.
They're not going to be able to do much for you if the whole head is gone, you know. But it's because the elevators move so slowly that people tend to run and really risk it getting onto that elevator. And when you get stuck and that thing moves, you're in trouble.
If you think a wedgie is benign, what can happen? What can go wrong with a wedgie? Actually, something can go wrong. At least it did one time.
Oh my gosh, this was a family fight. I think it was a stepdad and his son, and the son. They started scrapping, and then the son decided to give the stepdad a atomic wedgie, which, as you know, there's the wedgie, which is you pull up the underpants from behind. Then there's the atomic wedgie, which the underpants go all the way over the head, and it actually chokes the man to death. So he was killed. I know it's not funny.
And I'm trying not to laugh, but you were laughing as well, so I guess that's okay. I mean, when you think about it, how bizarre can that be? What would you put on the death certificate?
You know, that poor coroner is like, this thing's going to be on the internet in 2 seconds.
Useful information for a conversation literally anywhere, including the delivery room. What you're giving birth, your doctor's there giving birth to your daughter, and you strike up a conversation about vitamins.
Yes, that's true. Vitamins are again, you know, they could be in the psi, they could be in the phi, because, you know, nutritionists are finding out that really vitamins don't do as much as if you don't get them actually in food. And some doctors are very vehemently against vitamins. They see it all as a pyramid scheme, and one of those was my wife's OBGYN. So as he's performing a cesarean section, delivering my daughter, he's like, vitamins are for idiots. It was a nice way to enter the world, I guess, for my daughter.
Well, you point out that ginkgo biloba, you're talking about, when it was studied in New York, a lot of the pills didn't even have any of it in it.
That's true. It's really, there are scam pills. They went to a Whole Foods, and they took a sample of every single nutritional supplement and vitamin, and found that really only 1 in 5 had even the ingredients that they said were in there. So a lot of the ingredients they use are like flower petals, because they have like a stimulant in them, and it makes people feel stimulated, but they're really not a vitamin.
The Edumacation book we're talking about, Amazing Cocktail Party Science to Impress Your Friends, by Andy McElfrish. It's interesting. You've got a section in there. You talk a little bit about smartphones. Now, here's something you can talk to anybody about, because you look around, everybody's got a smartphone. Talk a little bit about all the amazing facts you found about smartphones that will strike up a conversation.
Well, you know, your smartphone in your pocket has about 1/3 of the entire periodic table in it. Like, it has so many different elements because it's so unbelievably complicated. It is, you know, the comparison people like to use is iPhone 8 is about 60,000 times smarter with better storage and faster than the computer on the space shuttle. So you have this amazing technology in your pocket, and most people just use it to play like Angry Birds, or I guess the later
yes.
ones. I'm a little dated with my Angry Birds reference, but it is so unbelievable. And in fact, the different companies that make them have whole teams whose responsibility it is to buy the other guy's smartphone, take it apart, and see what patents that person has stolen from them. So.
Well, in fact, you have in there what with the iPhone, Samsung actually makes the X processor.
Yes. And, yeah, there's a lot of crossover. You can't,
yes.
like, one company could never have come up with it. But, you know, it's another way to look at it is there's, if you were to go back, and they haven't really, it's only been about 11 years since the iPhone came about, but people think that it's much longer because it's so ingrained in our lives. But if you were to take all the things that your iPhone can do, and from 15 years ago and jam it all together, you wouldn't be able to fit it into a car because it would be a computer, a cell phone, a camera, everything. So it's really is a miracle. Like, we're living in this age that we take all this stuff for granted, but it really is unbelievable.
Got about 1 minute left. Among the hundreds of amazing facts there, the Jetsons, we think of the Jetsons as this iconic, long-running television program. This was on for one season. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, talk about forward thinking.
Yes.
There are dozens and dozens of looks into the future that came true on the Jetsons, and they were basically, it was board artists writing the boards for that show that came up with these wonderful innovations, like a coffee maker where you push one button and it makes coffee, or a flat screen television, or, you know, teleconferencing, or pretty much anything, a treadmill for your dog. They're all invented by the Jetsons, and we have them all now.
You'll find all this information and much, much more in the Edumacation book, Amazing Cocktail Party Science to Impress Your Friends, by Andy McElfrish, our guest on This Week in America. The book is available wherever books are sold. Andy, it's a great book. I can't put it down. Thank you for sharing some stories with us on the program today.
Thank you so much, Rick. I appreciate it.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.